For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Well, it's that time of year when the streets of Memphis are full of Elvis fans passing out from the heat. The dog days of summer are nearly over, according to the calendar, but feel like they're just beginning, especially when it comes to local political campaigns. Analyst Otis Sanford is back with us this week. Hey there.
Hi, Chris. Good to be here.
So, Otis, we're finally seeing some real campaigning from our top mayoral candidates. Well, let's start with Mayor Jim Strickland. He's got a lot of money to spend, 73% approval rating. He seems to be running a very traditional, clean campaign.
Yes, he is. He's got the wind at his back. He's active, you know, showing up at every place. He's paving the streets. He's doing the things that incumbents really need to do in order to help with their reelection.
And he doesn't have to go negative at all.
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, it's been a very positive campaign so far.
Well, that's true. He doesn't really have to go negative. All he needs to do is continue on this path, ride along, and hope that there is no catastrophe.
One of the things summer always brings to Memphis is an uptick in crime. And this year, with the so-called road rage shootings, we've seen a much bigger police presence on the highways. I know I haven't had so many consecutive days of driving the speed limit since I had a restricted license. So what are the optics on this? Does it say we're all in danger here, or does it say we're safe?
I believe that the massive police presence on the interstates is not necessarily reminding Memphians about the overall crime issue. I think it is all really sort of reassuring that the police officers and the police department are taking it very seriously, and it has helped, because I had not heard, as of this middle of this week, I had not heard of any road race shooting since this aggressive policing on the interstates have occurred.
I certainly haven't shot anybody since.
Well, and that's good. That's good. You know, you need to temper yourself a little bit.
I agree.
Well, we're seeing a little pickup from former Mayor Willie Harrington. In your eyes, has he expanded on why he's running? What's he going to change? What is his platform?
I really don't think that I've heard any specifics about what he intends to do as mayor. He's running on his history as mayor. He's running on this notion that only he is the person who can lead the city to any kind of prosperity going forward. He's making the case that Strickland is catering to elitist and big business and is forgetting about the common person. But I have not heard any substantive thing that former Mayor Harrington intends to do as mayor.
Well, County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer is certainly the most progressive of the three top candidates and maybe the most authentic on social media. What's her strongest point of her campaign?
Her strongest points are, let's not forget the people who traditionally have no voice in government, the people who are mistreated by police, by the government process. And I think she is doing a pretty effective job at that, to the extent that she is able to energize and mobilize young voters. I think she's doing that as well. But let's be honest here, Chris. I think that she cannot win this election based only on the people that she is appealing to right now. She has to broaden that base if she has any hope of winning this election. And I don't see that happening as we get closer to early voting.
Commissioner Sawyer did spark some controversy last week. She invited activist Angela Rye to a rally, and Rye called the mayor a racist. And that got a lot of people talking about what warrants the appropriate use of what should be a very serious accusation.
We see instances of racism in our society all the time, especially at the national level, especially with this president. But we have to be careful when we throw out that term, because we have to back it up with specifics and proof. I thought what happened here last week with Angela Rye calling Jim Strickland not just a racist, but a throwback to the Dixiecrat politicians of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, I thought that was outrageous, reprehensible. And now Tammy Sawyer owns that, because she was speaking for Tammy Sawyer. There's no proof that Jim Strickland is a racist, and I'm not even sure I know what policies they are talking about that are racist that Jim Strickland has done.
Otis, you've been through many campaigns here in Memphis where race has been an issue. We live in a diverse community with a lot of disparity. So how does race factor in this year?
Up to this point, it had not factored into this campaign. We have had mayoral campaigns in this community that boil down to race. 1991, Hackett versus Willie Harrington. 1987, Hackett running for re-election against Minerva Jonican and Teddy Withers, and race was all over that campaign cycle. There have been plenty of racially tinged mayoral elections in this town. This year is not one of them, and the way that the Sawyer campaign injected it, the way it was done last week with Angela Rye, was contrived, and I think, again, it's reprehensible.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week with political analyst Otis Sanford. Otis, see you next time.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.